This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025, via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to President of France, Emmanuel Macron, and the Department of France for their support in organizing the event. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today termed the recently concluded free trade agreement between India and United Kingdom and the Double Contribution Convention a milestone. During his meeting with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the agreement will not only propel two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of the bilateral ties between the two nations. He added that it would also contribute to the strengthening of supply and value chains. Union Minister for Health J.P. Nadda launched the awareness initiative of FSSAI to stop obesity by eating safe and healthy food. It coincided with the World's Food Safety Day celebration in Bengaluru today. The Union Minister emphasized that a healthy society alone can ensure a strong nation. He reiterated that for India to become Viksit, our people should remain healthy. The minister reminded the gathering about the call given by the Prime Minister to reduce oil consumption by 10%. He advised that the food we consume must be measured in calories. Only this awareness will keep us fit. Eid al-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, was celebrated with religious fervor and due reverence across the country today. The faithfuls offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. Eid al-Azha is celebrated to commemorate the willingness of Hazrat Ibrahim to sacrifice his only son in obedience of God's command. Elaborate security arrangements had been made on the occasion. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met with senior representatives from German government, parliament and think tanks in Berlin to convey India's principal positions of zero tolerance against terrorism and its strategy to tackle cross-border terrorism. Addressing Indian diaspora, Mr. Prasad said that Pakistan is habitual offender. The delegation also briefed the German counterparts and interlocutors about Operation Sindoor, which was India's firm, precise, targeted and non-escalatory response to the terror attack. In Assam, the flood situation showed marginal improvement. However, over 4,30,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 14 districts. There is no report of loss of any human life due to floods during the last 24 hours. About 1,200 villages and over 16,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state due to floods. In women's single at the French Open Tennis 2025, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arina Sabalenka 6-7-5, 6-2, 6-4 in a thrilling final today, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. In women's doubles, number two seeded Italian pair Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini will face Kazakhstan's Anna Danilina paired with Serbia's Alexander Krunic for the title tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.